Welcome to the podcast. Here we explore ambition, well-being, and impact, and we dive deep under the surface level tactics so that you can build a freedom-focused business on your terms. Hi, I'm your host, Annalise Warne, an agency CEO, business strategist, and coach, as well as a wife and homeschooling, traveling mama of four little ones. Stay tuned for conversations with inspirational business leaders, as well as practical marketing and leadership strategies that you can action right away. So let's get into it. Hello, welcome to the podcast. So today we are diving in and we are talking about designing your life and scaling your business. Because if you are going to scale in the right way, then you do need to design your life and know your numbers and map that pathway. So what do I actually mean, right? If we grow our business and we start running up the mountain without designing our life, then we may find that we don't really like the view from the top of that mountain, right? We'll be burnt out, potentially overworked, like maybe we're actually building the wrong thing. So it's really important that we slow down and get really still and get honest with ourselves and have that introspective time to think about what we actually want out of our lives in the day to day, because we get to choose that. We do get to live life on our own terms. You get to choose your schedule. You get to do what you want to do. You get to do it when you want, with the people that you want to do it with. And I'm talking about in business and in life, right? You get to work with the clients that you want to. You get to hang out with the people in life that you want to. You get to choose. You really do get to choose. You can have the life that you want. Does that mean that you can just click your fingers and manifest it? No. And that's what we're going to talk about today, how to do this and actually achieve it. But before we talk about scaling, we do really need to go, what are we scaling here? What is the vision? Is it that I want to work 2 days a week and travel around with my children and, you know, get my hair done every week and have a cleaner in my house and have a date night with my husband and have an amazing set of friends? And, you know, like, you actually get to really pick what life looks like moment to moment, day by day. And I really want you to kind of let that sink in, because whatever you choose, you get to have it. It's just about intentionally choosing how you want to live. And yes, that can evolve and change as you go. And yes, maybe if you're really not in close to where you want to be, that can seem like this far off dream, but life actually goes fast. And if you are walking towards the right thing, then you will get there. You will get there if you don't stop. And what you do every single day is the thing that gives you the results. So if you choose differently to what you have done in the past, then you get different. You get to set the new standards. You get to raise the bar. And again, that doesn't mean that you don't have to work for it. You do. So what are we working at? Right? It comes down to, for a lot of us, it comes down to determining, what is it that we actually want to earn? Because to live the life we want, then often, unfortunately or fortunately, then that comes down to finances and money and whether we can have, when we have the funds to actually live that type of life. And if we have our life plan figured out and we know how much money we need to earn to make that happen, then we can begin to move reverse engineer that and decide what our offer is going to be and then our plan to sell that offer. So, numbers. What numbers do you actually need to know? And then how are you going to meet those numbers? Because the milestones that you need to meet on the pathway to that dream life will each have numbers. There are going to be a set of standards for each of them. And there are thousands, literally, of ways to get there. But the problem is that so many of us flit from one thing to another, or we don't understand messaging, we're not focused, we don't know how to communicate well enough, we have too many things on the go, we like building, we like creating and starting new things, and we don't finish them or we don't sell them because we feel uncomfortable. So first things first is get focused. What do you need to earn? What do you want to earn? Like, what do you want to take home? What money that you can use in your personal bank account every month or every year, whatever kind of makes more sense to you. And then we're going to double that number just for fun, because we have business expenses and tax and all of those things. Now, if you already know that you're not taking home 50% of what you bring in, then times that amount that you want to take home by whatever it is that you know that you have to times it by. If you're working at a 20% profit margin, then you need to times it by 5. Now, often when people do this the first time, they like this sharp intake of breath going like, what? I have to earn what? And that is normal. It's not irrelevant. It's fine. We can do it. There is a way there. I promise you there is a way there. So if you know that, say you're a photographer and you want to earn $100,000 a year, which means your business needs to bring in $200,000 a year. And if you only want to work, 3 days a week, and you only want to work 40 weeks a year, then you'll know how many clients you need to have in that time. You know how many clients you can have in that time frame. So say you can have one a week. So say you can have 40 clients, and the other days are marketing and, you know, processing or editing, whatever it is. Then that automatically, you know how much you have to charge each client, because you know that you need the $200,000. And so that is how, it's that process that we go through to get the numbers that we need to get to determine how many clients we actually need. And then you may or may not know how many people you need to get in front of, or how many conversations that you need to have in order to then get that many clients. So for me, for example, in terms of coaching or in terms of the marketing agency, I typically know I have to speak to 2 to 3 people to get a client. And so I need to speak to, erring on the side of caution, I need to speak to 3 times more people than clients that I want. So if I want 10 clients, I need to speak to 30 people. And if I want to speak to 30 people, then I know that I need to, based on my marketing funnel, I need to spend $1,000 in order to make that happen per person. So they're my numbers, right? And then we get to implement that and find the simplest path to get there. And that's kind of what I want to talk about, is focus, because it's really easy to get distracted. It's really easy to add more things in. It's really easy to spread ourselves too thin. We're entrepreneurs, we're creative, we like new things, we like shiny, like we're that high level brain. I have this conversation with my business friends all the time. It's like, I had this new business idea today. And we all just laugh about it, because we know it's not going to be acted on because we're focused, but it's just the way that our brains work. And likely your brain works the same way. We're a special breed of these entrepreneurs. So once you know your numbers, you really want to determine what's the quickest way, the simplest pathway to get there. Is it that I just need to have an ad that runs to a consultation, or do I need a PDF first? Do I need an email sequence? Right? Do I just need to run a webinar every month, and that gets enough consults for what I need? Again, there's thousands of ways to get there. Thousands of ways. If you're not sure and you want some guidance and, you know, you want someone to bounce that off, book a free call with me, annalisewarren.com/consult, and we will have 15 minutes together. You will leave with the next three steps that you need to take to get that strategy, you know, actually happening to get closer towards your goal. So once you know your simple pathway, you are going to delete everything else. So if you're at the moment getting booked on podcasts, or you're doing heaps of social media, or you know, you're running a Facebook group, whatever it is, if that is not part of that direct funnel that is going to be making you the money that you want and giving you the freedom that you want, it needs to go. We're really good at doing really busy things, like, you know, adding links to Pinterest or checking out the Facebook groups and just, you know, whatever the case, we're all a little different, right? But whatever those things are that are not part of your money-making activities, that are part of your simple funnel, delete, delete, delete. Then what we're going to do, because remember, we're talking about scaling here, you're going to then automate as much as you possibly can of that simple pathway. And then you're going to delegate anything that cannot be deleted or automated. You are going to give it to someone else if it's not related to your area of expertise, or you know, it's not just you that can do it. So let's actually talk about what that looks like. These are the five areas that you're going to want to consider. Number one is your marketing system. When we're talking about automating this, or when we're talking about simplifying our marketing system, we want to get in front of more people, right? This is visibility. This is not content creation. We get confused with content creation. I'm talking about visibility, new eyeballs. How are you getting in front of new people? Are you showing up in other people's memberships? Are you getting interviewed on podcasts? Have you got brand awareness ads? Have you got your own podcast? Like, what is the visibility? Are you getting PR? Like, what are those things that are getting you in front of more people? You need a way of getting in front of new people that is not just sharing content to the same, you know, 1500 people on your Instagram. Then we need a way of generating leads, because we have to have leads before we have sales. If you're in a service-based business, that's how it works. They don't just come to be clients. Yes, occasionally you'll get somebody who just books a call with you or says, how can I work with you? 99.9% of the time, they will have joined your world in some other way, chatted on Instagram, or they'll be booking a consultation call or whatever. They will somehow be made leads. And so you'll be collecting their details and nurturing them. How are you doing that? You need to know how you're doing that. For me, I have a couple of ways. Pick one that initially, just pick one. A really great way that, a really simple way is to have some sort of free resource that they can download and then have an email sequence that leads to a consultation. For B2B service providers, that works really well. If you don't know, send me a message. We can book a call and we can talk through what that should be. Then comes your content, then the nurturing, right? Is that you have a podcast and you send an email out every week? Is it that you are just sending an email every month? Is it that you're doing social media? It doesn't matter what you choose, but you do need to be nurturing people. We need to be moving people down, like moving people closer to us so that they learn more about us, how we do things, why we do things differently, exactly how it is that we work, how we can help them. We want them coming closer. They don't know that unless we nurture them, unless we give them that information. This is how we tell people what they need to know and think and believe about you in order to say yes to your offer. So that's your marketing system: visibility, lead gen, nurture. Yes, it is that simple. Yes, it is that simple. One way of each. Just pick one way that you're going to be doing that of each. That is how we create a simple marketing funnel that we can actually scale. And then once we have done that, once we have this happening, we're getting in front of new people every week. We're actually generating leads every week. We're adding people to our email list. We've got content going out. we need to ask for the sale, right? This is number two, the second thing we need to think about. How are we going to sell? Because if we don't sell, we don't have any money. And if we don't have money, we don't have a business. You definitely don't have freedom. You definitely can't scale anything. We need profit in our business. That is the point of having a business. So I know that the marketing side, the visibility, lead gen, you know, nurturing, creating content side can be fun, can be creative, can be keep you in the comfort zone. The sales space can be a leap for a lot of us that this doesn't come naturally for. It must happen. It must happen. You have created your business because you have something powerful that is going to transform someone's business or life. It is your responsibility to tell people about that, to tell them how you can make their business better or their life better. That is your responsibility. So let's reframe and going like, I can't ask for money, to know I'm keeping this from people and I'm doing a disservice. So we want to be making sales regularly, like minimum weekly. Otherwise, daily, we can be making calls to action. It doesn't mean we're shoving things down people's throat. It just means we're making the offer, you know, holding out the plate of brownies. Would you like a brownie? Okay, that is how we do it. We have to be making sales. How are you going to do it? Is it that every week on your live show, you're going to make an offer? Is it that on your social media post, you're going to be calling for a consult? Is it that every month you're going to have a webinar? Are you going to have an evergreen funnel? Again, it doesn't matter what you choose. It matters that you choose and be consistent on the frequency that you want to in order to get those numbers that we talked about. All right. Number three, we need to scale service delivery. So if you're going to have more clients, you need to be able to take on those new clients. I made this mistake early on in my second marketing agency, which was high volume. It was a VA marketing agency, and I hired a team that were not advanced enough to support me in the way that I needed to be supported and that the clients needed to be served with excellence. And that meant that I had to step into the gap, which meant that I was completely overwhelmed with client work. And that is really easy to happen because as the CEO, it stops with us. We are the stopgap. It all rests on our shoulders. So if something's not working, it is our job to make it work. And so we need to find a way to automate and simplify the service delivery component. The first way is that we charge what you deserve to charge in line with the numbers that, again, we talked about, so that you have space to be able to provide the service that you want to provide at the level you want to provide it. So maybe that's you delivering it, maybe that's your staff delivering it, maybe you're outsourcing. Again, all that matters here, the thing that matters here is that you have a scalable method. The best way that you can start with this is to automate your onboarding. And I know a lot of people feel overwhelmed with that. You can have a culmination. So in my marketing agency and within the coaching side of the company, actually, they're really similar. Is that people sign a contract, they pay, then they come in and they fill out a form, an onboarding form, as much as they can, and then they book a consultation, like their initial strategy call. And so all of that is automated. If they miss any step, then they get an email and they get reminded. For example, if they don't pay their deposit, then they'll be prompted to do that a couple of times. I'll be notified. They don't fill out their onboarding form. They won't be able to book their call. If they don't book their call, I'm notified. Like, we can automate a lot of this. Doesn't matter what software you use for it. We have a product called Freesio that we use and recommend, of course, because it is amazing. It's a complete all-in-one marketing and sales system, but I'll tell you about that later on. But it's important that process is automated. One, so that you get paid when you want to get paid. Two, that you make a really great first impression on your new client. Three, that it's scalable. So if you have a new client every day, it's not requiring you to check up on invoices paid and fill out forms and have multiple phone calls. It's all there. It's documented. There's no, admin in terms of filling out forms and all of that. It's done. It's done. So the second thing that you want to do to begin simplifying this is time blocking the delivery time. So time blocking when you're actually going to work with clients. So for me, this is always afternoons with a couple of exceptions, with international clients that I'll have meetings in the morning. Otherwise, my times for myself and for my clients, any phone calls and things, they're in the afternoon because that works better for me and my team. And it means that the schedule aligns with my energy, which means that I can do more of it. And it means that we're not overwhelmed and everything else happens. So if you know that you're only going to work with clients 2 days a week and you're working 4 days a week, then you don't make exceptions and put things on the other days, because then the marketing side gets neglected, or the finance side gets neglected, or your team get neglected, right? Or things are out of balance. So we need to determine what is the simplest way, the most energy efficient way to deliver this. How is this going to be working the best for everyone? So the client gets excellence, I get things done, and I'm not stressed about it. I know when they're happening and they're working with my energy, right? So time block that delivery time. That way you can really clearly give people deadlines, because you can put them on your calendar. You just say, okay, well, I've got this new client and I'm going to do that on Tuesday afternoon. Okay, I've got another client. Great, I'm going to do that on Wednesday afternoon. Oh, I've got a new client. And then you can just see, once you know how long things are going to take and you know the process of delivery, then you can actually time block it. And yes, caveat, we're not robots. We are human. Our families are human. Things are going to happen, and that system is not going to work 100% of the time, but it is definitely going to work a lot better than not having a system. And this way, whether it's the delivery on your side or your staff side, you're still time blocking. So you still know what your team are working on and when they're working on it, and it all works. On that, you want to be able to systematize. This is number four. You want to be able to systematize the delivery. You want to be able to do this by having checklists and videos and policies and procedures and measurable goals. This sounds horrendous, and it can be really time consuming to put together. So start early. I really recommend having a checklist for every single little thing in your business, and like a detailed checklist. There's a whole book that I read a couple of years ago on checklists, where even surgeons and pilots have checklists. There's literally a checklist book. Read it. It's actually a fascinating read. And with that, I tell my team, if they don't have a checklist for something I've asked them to do, they're not allowed to do it. So that way I do it, or another member of the team does it and creates a checklist as they do it that they then hand on to the person that will be doing that work. So that is how important it is. I learned this the hard way with quality control, with not having, as I mentioned, the issues with the team. Again, totally all on me and something that I kind of had to learn the hard way. But I learned the hard way, and I learned that checklists are really important. The easiest way to get this done is literally just to do the task. So say it's posting a blog post, and you have a piece of paper next to you, or you're typing into the checklist, whatever software you use, anything is fine, and screen recording what you're doing. So that then there's a video to go with it. There's a checklist. If you need policies and procedures, okay, fine, great. Sometimes rarely do we need policies and procedures. More checklists and videos are really, really, really helpful. Policies and procedures tend to be like these long-winded documents that kind of have a lot of fluff and that no one actually ever uses. The one exception to this is when we're bringing new team in, and then we have policies and procedures around things like, how do we communicate with staff? Okay, how do we communicate with team? What are the requirements of how do you write an email, right? And yes, we have how do you write an email, as in we don't say hi, or we don't say hey, we say hi. We don't say cheers, we say thank you. Like, we have all of those things, because that way your delivery is systematized. There, it is all the same. It doesn't matter who picks up that checklist. They're going to do that task the way that the checklist says to do the task. And that is kind of like, think McDonald's mentality, right? Every McDonald's around the world makes amazing fries. So how do they do that? They have checklists. They've got systems. You can do that in your business, so that whether it's you doing it, a VA doing it, or a team of 30, you have a system so that the same thing happens. The blog gets published the same way. The podcast gets edited and uploaded the same way. Whatever it is that you're doing, there is one way of doing it within the company. That is really important as you scale. So begin that now, even if it's not necessary, even if it's just you, or even if it's just you and a right-hand person that are doing everything and it's all in your head, great, until it's not anymore. And until, you know, something happens and one of you needs to move out, or as you grow, this is really important. Again, I learned the hard way. Don't make the same mistakes I did. Implement this early. And number five is, so once you've done all of those things, you've deleted whatever you can that's not really necessary, you've automated as much as you can, that's when we delegate. So this is the number five, is hire roles that are going to earn you more than what you pay them. The people that you hire in your business should make you money, not cost you money. A standard to go for is four times what you pay them is what they should be earning you. And pretty much any role can be profit producing if you design it right. So when you think about your numbers and you think about, okay, I only want to work 40 weeks a year, or I only want to work 2 days a week, whatever it is, with that vision, it's really unlikely that you can do every single thing in your business and feel the amount of freedom that you want to feel. I have not yet met, in 6+ years of business, anyone who wants to do every single thing in their business, from finance to marketing to legal to sales to service delivery and operations. I have not met the person who wants to do every single thing in their business yet. So if that is you as well, know that people are going to help you grow your business. It's people before profit. Now, what I hear from a lot of people, for a whole host of reasons, is that a lot of people don't want to build a team. Maybe they had a bad experience, or they don't want the hassle. They remember their corporate days. But the truth is that people are people, and we're imperfect, and people are often the most expensive part of your business, but they can also be your biggest earner. So if you would like to talk to me about how you can bring people into your business that bring you profit, then again, book a free call with me, annalisewarn.com/consult, and let's chat about it. All right. So the most important thing underneath all of this is, if we are going to scale and make that dream life of yours possible, we need a machine to make this work. If you've listened to this podcast before, you will probably know that this is where I saw so many women getting stuck. The tech was keeping women, and does still. The tech is what keeps women, so many women, it keeps them small, whether it's overwhelming or it's confusing or it's expensive or, you know, for a multitude of reasons. Women who are service-based business owners and incredible at what they do are often not technically minded in this way, right? They're great counselors or great photographers or great marketers. And the technological back end side of that is made to be so convoluted that it drives me nuts. And inside of my marketing agency, about 2 years ago, we started using an all-in-one marketing and sales platform and client management system. After running it for a year, I realized that I needed to make this available more broadly than just to our internal clients. And so now Phreesio is available. So we don't take on a big onslaught of clients at any one time. But this software is truly the only thing that you need in terms of marketing and sales and client management in your business. This is the entire front end of what you need for front end marketing. You can build your website on it. You can just build funnels on it. You can do forms. There's a whole database. You can do your social media marketing. You can look at your reporting. You can send emails and set up automations with text messages and email. There are so many options. This platform does whatever you need marketing, sales, client management wise. You can host your course on it. You can do affiliate marketing. Like, you can do blogging. Literally, it's all the things. So if you want to know more about Phreesio, there's a 10-day trial that we offer. It's freeceo.tech, freeceo.tech. Also, the price point that we have it at is like about a third of anything else like it on the market, even things that aren't quite as robust as this. It is literally, and I've tried dozens of pieces of software, it's literally the best thing on the market by far. And it just keeps getting better. They just keep adding things on. So, and I should say, after running Phreesio for a year and having that available to the broader public, you know, not just clients, for over a year, what we have found, which is why we don't take on a lot of clients at one time and we don't do a lot of advertising for Phreesio, it's more of a slow growth referral thing for us, which works perfectly with the amount of team. Remember, I have Life by Design that we talked about at the start. Mine is not having a really ginormous team. And so not right now where my children are really young, but that means that we grow slower. And a lot of our clients, because they don't want to deal with marketing and sales side of things, they just want to do what they love. A lot of us were hiring me, not only for strategy and coaching, but hiring my team for setup and ongoing maintenance, right? And so recently, we've decided to bring back our marketing mentor program. So the marketing mentor program was a program that we ran in 2020 and 2021. And it gives full access to my marketing agency team, meaning that there are calls every single week, multiple calls every week, where you can get direct access, like get on a Zoom call with my marketing agency team, and they will get their hands literally inside your business wherever you need them. So for example, if you need help with your landing pages, then you log on to the landing pages, to the marketing call, you speak with someone on my team, and they will screen share and talk to you exactly about what's happening, what they can see with the landing page, with the data, what they would recommend in terms of copy. Like, you do it together. So that's what the marketing mentor program is. It's a monthly membership where you or even your team could be a member and come to any of those calls. It's unlimited. You get direct, unlimited access to my team. There is a community inside of Phreesio where you can ask questions and things there. again, I see so many women being held back by marketing, and marketers charge a lot, and that's amazing and fine because the value is there. For a lot of us, when we're getting started, we can't afford to outsource it. And so not to a marketing agency team, and what we charge to Done For You means that all of the responsibility for the results are on us. And so we have to charge a larger amount, a higher ticket price, because we don't know whether we're going to be working for 10 hours on your account that month or 50. And so if things aren't going well, we need to be in there a lot and really tinkering around. And so there's a lot involved, and there's a lot of stress, and the stakes are high. And so it's just a different thing. And a lot of people can't afford that level of support. The marketing mentor program means that you get access to those minds and those hands in your business on group Zoom calls. So it just means that that marketing agency support becomes accessible to everyone who is running a digital business, rather than just for the few at a certain level. Because how are we going to get to that certain level if we don't have the marketing support that we need initially? Truly, marketing is that skill that we need to learn in order to grow our business, or we need to tap into to grow our business. And I wanted to make that more accessible to people who need it. And so that's why we have the marketing mentor program. So if you're interested in that, it's an application process. Send me a DM on Instagram saying marketing mentor program, or, you know, send me a voicemail and say, hi, I love that. And I can send you the link to go to that. Otherwise, you will find the details on the website. Again, it's an application only process. And the other thing that I kind of wanted to touch on is a lot of what I've said, if you've been around in business for a while, then you probably know it, right? You probably know that we need marketing systems, we need sales systems, we need people, we need service delivery and operations. Like, we need all of the pieces. And you probably even know what brings clients into your business, or what the holes are and what the gaps are and what you're missing. And what I find is, and what I have found personally, is that sometimes we know what we need to do and we don't do it. And this is in business and in life. And it comes down to the way that we're actually wired. Our brains are not wired for success. Our brains are wired for survival. They're wired to keep us safe. That means that most of our decisions and most of our actions are actually based in fear. And that's not our fault. That's not something that, we need to kind of beat ourselves up about. But it's really great to be aware of it, because it means that we don't actually control a lot of what we do. We think that we do, but actually 95% of what happens every day, what we do every day, is subconscious. That figure is pretty staggering when you think about it, because it means we don't control our actions. We don't control our actions. If 95% are unconscious, then subconscious, then we don't actually control our actions. What we do control is our intention, which is fine, but it means that we're not operating at the level that we could be operating at. And this is in everything. This is not just in business. This is in life too. If you think about, how, like, looking after your body, or your relationship with your children, your relationship with your spouse, the habits that you want to implement, like, across so many different areas, just the person that you want to be, the professional development that you want to do, the hobbies that you want to do, your whole life in health, wealth, and relationships, and your personal self, the way that you show up in the world and who you're being. Every single action that we do is not in alignment with success in those areas. It's unless we can find a way to actually rewire that autopilot. And about a year ago, I met a man called John Mitchell, who runs a company called Think It Be It. And I interviewed him for my podcast. And we had a really incredible conversation around the book Think and Grow Rich, which is kind of talks about this concept, right? It talks about knowing what you want and going after it and rewiring your autopilot because our minds are ancient, right? So if we think about our minds like the operating system for a computer, is they're really old and it's not built for today. It's not built for this kind of world, for the technology that we have, for the goals that we have, for the types of lives that we get to live now. Our minds are built with this old operating system. But there is a way to get out of that. Through repetition in the right way, we can actually upgrade that operating system because we can rewire our subconscious, which means that when we do that, we act differently. So this dream life that we have, this dream vision of the person that we want to be, for the relationships that we want to have, for the money that we want to make, for the type of clients that we work with, the type of people and the culture of our team, all of it, every single bit of it, that vision, by actually reading and getting in touch with that, the details, the nitty-gritty details of that every single day, we can rewire our subconscious. Because if we say it like it's already happened, then our brain actually changes. All of a sudden, after 3 weeks of reading this, the right actions, the actions that we've been feeding ourselves, happen automatically without thinking. So where previously we've thought that willpower is needed to show up on Reels, to record that podcast, to sell our offers, to give our spouse compliments, to go to the gym, like all of that, where we've kind of relied on force and will and like that motivation of ourselves, which is impossible to kind of happen 100% of the time. When we get to this level of rewiring our autopilot, these actions that we've tried so long to kind of get on top of, these habits that we've tried to instill like year after year, they start happening without even thinking about it. I was dubious, to be honest, when I first heard John's story and this process. And then he and I worked together and he taught me this methodology. And he's now given me permission to teach this methodology to my clients. And this has been totally game-changing for me. Over the 8 months that I implemented this, I'm still implementing, but the first 8 months that I did this system in this specific way, it's a 12-minute a day morning routine. And there's some other leadership practices in place about how you structure your day and how you different things that you do every week. When I started doing it this way, literally the profit in my business nearly tripled, more than doubled. I was able to half my working hours. My relationship with my husband went to this much more incredible deep level, even though I wouldn't have ever said that there was anything wrong with our relationship. I thought we were really great and we were really great, but it has gotten so much richer. There has been so many different changes. I am like in really incredible shape now. I go to the gym a lot. I'd always exercise, but not to this level. Like I've really been able to fine tune every single area of my life and my business. My life ain't completely transformed. Again, it wasn't like anything was outwardly bad. I was happy. Everything was great, but it raised the bar in a way that I had no idea. And now I'm so excited to be able to offer this methodology to clients who really do want to step into their full potential, who maybe feel like they've been bumping up a bit against a ceiling, like the hard work that they've been putting in it's got them success and it's got them to a point, but that hard work kind of has done all it can do and they need to be able to push through to this new level. The CEO code can help you get there. So if you would like to know more about that, then head on over to my website. It's annaliesewarne.com/code again, or DM me, have a look in on Instagram. I would love to share more about that, because our mindset and really optimizing the way that we think, optimizing the way that we show up and how we act, how who we're being, like the actions that we take every day, that is what our results are. Our results are the cumulative effect of the things that we do, but we don't control most of the things that we do. So how are we controlling the actions? Like, it's a really inefficient way. If we're going to scale our business and live that dream life, we can't be working from this antiquated operating system. So all of these things work together, right? Knowing, designing your life, knowing your numbers, mapping the pathway, having the software and the support in order to actually get that marketing tactic, nitty gritty stuff happening. And then making sure we're working on our mindset so that we're not stuck, right? We can actually implement, and that plan will be outworked because that's the way that we've designed it. So as always, I would love to continue the conversation with you over on Instagram. Send me a voicemail. They're my voice message. They're my favorite. I get to actually chat and hear your voice. And I promise it will be me that replies. I really wanted this episode to allow you to think big picture and see all of the pieces, because sometimes we can kind of get stuck in the weeds and it looks more complicated than it is. But truthfully, when we design our life, we know our numbers, we can map that pathway and then make sure that we continue and be consistent and keep putting one foot after the other, but we're doing the right actions in the right order, in the right direction. And there's so much power in that. So that's it for today, and I'll see you on the next one. Thank you so much for listening to the podcast. Two things before you go. If you have loved this episode, please grab your phone to subscribe and review the show. And if you are ready to make a power move in your business, book a free strategy call with me, and you will walk away with a 3-step action plan and a new fire in your belly. Book your call at annaliesewarne.com/consult. The link is in the show notes. Have a fabulous week.